Conversations that are influencing society, entertainment, and social justice are all happening on Black Twitter. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. According to the Pew Research Center, Black Americans make up 10% of the population, but 25% of Twitter users. The result is that topics like social justice and police shootings and racial representation get more attention. Hashtag campaigns trend worldwide, like Black Lives Matter, Oscar So White, even Janet Jackson Appreciation Day, which was counter-programming to Justin Timberlake's Super Bowl halftime show. Michelle Taylor is a writer, activist, and social worker who tweets and writes as Feminista Jones. She said Black Twitter showed its power after the police shooting of Oscar Grant in Oakland and around the trial of George Zimmerman, who shot and killed 17-year-old Trayvon Martin, and that trial's aftermath.
We look at the juror that from that case that was going to write a book. You know, her book got canceled because Black Twitter wasn't having it, right? You could even look on the other side, the positive side of like entertainment, and looking at how your primetime lineups have changed based on, you know, Black Twitter's engagement. So now you're seeing more Black women, for example, in primetime shows. You're seeing more movies coming out that are featuring Black women because Black women really drive Black Twitter. But it's clear to people that are brands and companies and things that Black Twitter is powerful and will spread their message one way or the other.
You know, when you talk about that dynamic and how it works, does that dynamic literally come down to visible versus invisible?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. And I think what Twitter has allowed is for voices that have long been marginalized and silenced to actually be centered and be put at the forefront. People who are just walking down the street living their own lives, they send a tweet, next thing you know, they're hyper-visible and thousands of people have read an article and seeing their avatar. But I also think that it's been a really powerful tool for those who have long been organizers, long been community activists, long been writers and producers and all these kinds of things to finally be seen and heard in a space that everyone in the world is watching. People are tapping into Black Twitter to see what the next cultural trend is going to be.
To what extent? I mean, it feels like that is translating into representation in some really obvious and powerful ways, like Black Panther alone. You know, once you get sort of Hollywood comfortable with this idea that there will be a market, you know, how does that translate into something that could lead to real and lasting change in this country?
For me, I'm a little bit cynical, maybe because I'm older and I've seen these kinds of things happen before, but we've shown that we do show up. So hopefully Hollywood takes note. But again, you know, when you're looking at the number of women who are even in Hollywood as directors, writers, and producers, those numbers are still extremely low. When you look at the people of color that are in there, those numbers are still extremely low. So in terms of accessing the mainstream and what effect this is going to have, I think it will have some. I think it's going to be slow growing, right? But I think that it is going to have, because you can't deny it, right? It's out there. The discrimination is out there, and the people fighting the discrimination are out there. So you can't really deny it. But we're still not seeing a whole lot of change.
Well, so let's talk a little bit more then about the downsides and dangers. People bringing up topics specifically to inflame Black Twitter, and then of course there are bots. We learned recently that there were sort of a host of bots created to impersonate people who were posting as part of Black Twitter. Do you worry about the community and the conversation being corrupted?
I think that that's a very real concern. But at the same time, it's like we all understand that we are having public conversations that anyone can access. But I think that anytime you gather in a space, you're going to see attempts at infiltration. And this dates back to the 1820s when they enacted laws that Black people could not gather without a white person being present because they were afraid of rebellions. And so Black Twitter is definitely ripe for that. We have been plotting things. We have been organizing. So I see why they're concerned. But at the same time, we got to do what we need to do for ourselves. And Black Twitter is the most powerful tool we have to be able to organize.
That was Michelle Taylor. You can find her on Twitter at Feminista Jones. And you can hear our entire uncut interview in the source code over at MarketplaceTech.org. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.